Hello, and welcome back to our evening wind down of the Innovation in Certification 2023. I'm Mallory Hendricks, your Nightcap host, and I'm joined by my co-host, Abby Bishop.
Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be back and discuss today's sessions. Our speaker's attention centered around inspired learning and disaster awareness. The attendees learned all about what to do when emergencies arise, how to prepare, and how to open their minds to the unexpected.
Tonight, we would like to welcome Allison McGee, PO and past chair of WPI. Allison, welcome to the Nightcap.
Hey, thanks for having me. As Mallory said, my name is Allison McGee. I actually live right outside of Huntsville, Alabama, in a little town called Rogersville. So I am glad to be here in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Today was very impactful for me because as a young person growing up with an increasing amount of unprecedented events, it's important to be prepared in risk management and mitigation strategies.
I agree, and I think that's one of the many reasons it was an honor to have Juliet KM open the discussion for us today. I was really moved by her quote, "I wanted to find the good in disaster." For me, it really inspired thoughts on what we can be doing and probably should be doing to prepare for the unexpected circumstances.
Absolutely. I really agree with that. Allison, you served as the moderator for today, and so what were some of your key takeaways?
Wow, that's hard to say because she went over so much and she did such an excellent job. And as much as you can make, you know, preparedness and risk management exciting, like she found a way to do that. But, you know, I really just think that her focus, it was the simple left of the boom versus right of the boom. Mm-hmm. I think her focus on it's coming, here it is, you know, you need to get prepared for right of the boom. So that was, I found that to probably be the most interesting takeaway from her today.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Like trying to find something to look past. How do I react to it? How do I recover from it? Is such a huge discussion that I feel a lot of people just didn't really take into account before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's one thing too. I think in general, we don't want to look at it like we're a reactive society. We want to be prepared, mm-hmm. but I mean, she makes a valid point. It's coming. Mm-hmm. There's just these things that we can't prepare for. So, but we have to figure out how we're going to react to them. So, mm-hmm.
and the like less bad mm-hmm. idea, yes. You know, it's going to be bad, yeah. Right? But we certainly can, you know, in her field of measuring yeah. fatalities, you know, or casualties, having, you know, 10 casualties versus 100, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, which one you're going to want. And that doesn't make the 10 any less bad, but it's better than the alternative, you know? So sure. I agree, right? You know, the reaction versus the, you know, with the preparedness is better than just the preparedness.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think so. We did cover a lot through Juliet, but also through many of our other speakers. What is something that you heard today that you really wish you could have shared with those who are unable to attend the conference?
I think overall, I mean, you know, the title of the conference, Innovation and Certification, you know, it feels like the focus may be on certification. I mean, this is the name of the game for WPI. However, they're able to bring other topics, clearly preparedness, and mm-hmm. then as well as we had the cybersecurity talk, as well as the PFAS talk mm-hmm. on UCMR stuff or whatnot, you know, water-related stuff. So just it kind of steps outside of the certification chat and talks very specific about water industry, you know, hot topics as well, so. There's much to be gained from this conference.
Yes, absolutely. Kind of going off of that, what was one of your favorite moments from the day?
Oh, favorite moments. Juliet was fabulous. I enjoyed the panel session. I think it was just really interesting to hear Cheryl, Martin, and Lon talk through their retirement plans, where yeah. they are, you know, their long career. I mean, they put in so much time in the industry, kind of give a cool little insight to, you know, the issues, the challenges, the wins they've had throughout their career. And then just, you know, giving some good insight on how to prepare for kind of that next step after, you know, when you retire. I enjoyed that. I thought that was a good session.
Yeah, I don't think it's something we immediately think about, or at least not for me. I mean, like they've pointed out many times at this conference, my birthday was last week. I turned 25, so I haven't even
not on your mind
about retirement, let alone where my career is going and the impact it can have. So sure. I thought the panel was really interesting.
Yeah. And then on the idea of, you know, next steps and kind of on a personal note, you passed on the gavel to Jim Graziano. Yeah, that's today. How does it feel stepping down from your term as a chair?
Wow. You know, it's really hard to put in words because this past year, it's just flown by. Mm-hmm. It just seems like last year, you know, Elizabeth wasn't here, so Alan got to do it, but they were passing the gavel to me, and here I am. It's just, you know, it was such an honor to be the chair during this whole rebranding, changing to WPI. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just this whole renewed energy that WPI saw, and, you know, it was really fun to be a part of that. So it was sad. It was sad to pass it on, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's just been a worthwhile experience.
Well, that's really special. Yeah, wow. Yeah, part of the rebranding, that is such a huge undertaking, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah, that is a goodbye in a sense, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But also fun new beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because I think this year has just went so well with that. And mm-hmm. I mean, I look forward. It's just beginning. That's kind of the cool part of
absolutely.
It. It's just beginning.
Absolutely.
When I think it was really cool, last month I had the honor of going down to Huntsville and spending some time with Allison, and I pointed out to her, she is technically the first WPI chair.
Yes, you did. And I was like, hang on.
Whoa. So quite the honor, right?
Yeah,
it was quite the name.
It was a really cool realization to have that. And it's such an honor for me to get to interview her a little more in depth and write about her. So on that note, I just want to take a moment to thank you for all you've contributed to WPI and to our blog and sitting here with us and at the conference. And overall, thank you for joining us today and helping us out with this project.
Sure. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's I mean, getting to hear from you and stuff as like a 19-year-old, right? With my, you know, dad and the industry and growing up with this, like, honestly, seeing more women, you know, come into this field is really inspiring for young women like myself. And so is there anything you'd like to share or advice for future chairs or just future people going into the industry?
Embrace it. I mean, there's so much to be gained in this industry, whether you do what I do and are in the treatment plants, or whether you're on the engineering side of things, or whether you're in the certification side of things, just embrace it. I mean, there's so much to it. There's so much reward in this. Again, whether you are the person getting the water to the customers, or if you're the person ensuring we have these quality operators for, you know, maintaining our distribution, wastewater, you know, the list continues. So just embrace it.
Well, thank you again, Allison. That is going to be us for the night. We hope that you enjoyed getting to listen to Allison join in on our talks and look forward to our next episode.
Yes, when you tune in tomorrow, we'll cover how we use the inspired learning and move forward in not just the industry, but the water environment. Thank you for listening in.